الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، أخوتي في الله، الله سبحانه وتعالى خلق هذا الإنسان، خلقه لعبادته. الله سبحانه وتعالى he created man and he created him for his worship. فقال وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. I did not create the jinn, no mankind except to worship me alone. خلق هذا الإنسان وسخر له من مخلوقاته ما يعينه على هذه العبادة. Allah سبحانه وتعالى he created man and he made for him subservient from his creation that which will aid him upon this worship. وفضله على كثير ممن خلق تفضيلا. And he favored him over others from his creation. وكرمه. And he honored man. ولقد كرمنا بني آدم. ولقد كرمنا بني آدم. وحملناهم في البر والبحر. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that we honored man and we carried him in the land and in the sea. وَرَزَقَنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. And we provided for them from the طَيِّبَاتِ, from the lawful things. وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقَنَا تَفْضِيلًا. And we favored them with a marked preferment over others. نعم. ومن تكريم الله سبحانه وتعالى لهذا الإنسان أنه حرم دمه. أنه حرم دمه وحرم الاعتداء عليه. And from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honoring man is that he made forbidden his blood. He made forbidden his blood and transgressing against him. فقال سبحانه, and so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he said, من أجل ذلك كتبنا على بني إسرائيل أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he mentions, after making mention of the first killing that took place upon the earth, min ajli dhalik, and due to that, we ordain upon Bani Israel that whoever kills a soul without due right or to cause corruption, mischief in the land, فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا, then it is as though he has killed the whole of mankind. وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا, and whoever makes it so that he keeps a soul alive and he protects a soul and he causes it to live, then it is as though he has given life to all of mankind. And likewise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he mentioned, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ أَن يَقْتُلَ مُؤْمِنًا إِلَّا خَطَأً, and it is not for a believer that he kills another believer, إِلَّا خَطَأً, except for by mistake. وَمَنْ قَتَلَ مُؤْمِنًا خَطَأً فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنَةٍ وَدِيَةٌ مُسَلَّمَةٍ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ, and whoever kills a Muslim by mistake, whoever kills another believer by mistake, then تَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ, he has an expiation of freeing a believing servant, and that he gives the blood money to the deceased family, and to the one who was killed, to his family. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he mentioned, and this is concerning the believer, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he mentions concerning the one who is not a believer, وَإِنْ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمٍ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ مِيثَاقٌ فَدِيَةٌ مُسَلَّمَةٌ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ وَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ, and if he's from those, meaning the one who is killed by mistake, if he's from those who between you and them there is a mithaq, يعني an agreement, meaning between the Muslims and the non-Muslims, an agreement of peace. Again, diyatun musallama ila ahli, that he has to give the blood money to the family, and likewise he has to free a believing servant and a believing slave. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he obligated upon the one who kills a non-Muslim by mistake the same as that which he obligated for the one who kills a believer by mistake. And this is concerning the one who kills by mistake. With the fact that the Messenger of Allah, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَجَاوَزَ لِي عَنْ أُمَّتِي الْخَطَأَ وَالنِّسْيَانَ وَمَا اسْتُكْرِهَ عَلَيْهِ. That Allah has pardoned and forgiven for my ummah that which they perform and they commit by way of mistake and forgetfulness and then being compelled and forced. But even with this, if he kills a believer or a non-Muslim whom there is an agreement with by mistake, this is not forgiven in the sense that it goes away without any recompense. Yani that in this situation, he has to still give the blood money and he has to free a believing servant. It shows to us the seriousness of killing a believer, even if it is by mistake, or a non-Muslim, even by mistake. And this is so that a person, he stays away from killing the believer and the non-believer, even by mistake. As for the one who kills intentionally, وَمَنْ يَقْتُ الْمُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا, whoever kills a believer, مُتَعَمِّدًا, intentionally, not by mistake, intentionally, he intends to kill him. فَجَزَاءُهُ جَهَنَّمْ, his reward is جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدًا فِيهَا, he will abide therein, he will abide therein. وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ, Allah's anger is upon him. وَلَعَنَهُ, and he curses him, Allah's curse is upon him. وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا, and Allah has prepared for him a severe punishment. As for the one who kills the non-Muslim, the mu'ahad, intentionally, as for the one who kills the non-Muslim whom there is an agreement with intentionally, then his jaza is as the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, من قتل معاهدا, whoever kills the non-Muslim whom there is an agreement with, from the Muslims and the non-Muslims, between them there is an agreement of peace, not to fight. And by living in this country, ayyul ikhwa, we have an agreement. But you holding that passport or whatever status you have, then that is based on agreement. And the Muslims are to live by their agreements. من قتل معاهدا, whoever kills a non-Muslim whom there is an agreement with, لم يريح رائحة الجنة, this is his reward. He will not smell the fragrance of paradise. وَإِنَّ رِيحَهَا, and given the fact that its fragrance توجد مسيرة أربعين عاما, given the fact that its fragrance and the fragrance of Jannah is smelt from a distance of 40 years, he will not find that fragrance, the one who kills the non-Muslim intentionally with whom there is an agreement. No, ayyul ikhwa, that which occurred only a few days ago here in the city of yours, this is far from Islam. Far from Islam. Far from jihad in the way of Allah. But rather it is jihad in the way of shaitan. Jihad in the way of the devil. For indeed, no matter what the situation is in the world, no matter what the political situation is in the world and in the Muslim world, then Islam is complete. Islam is a complete religion, a comprehensive religion, which we go back to and we adhere to in every situation. In every situation. As for the action of this fool and this miskeen and this asil lillah wa li rasooli, this one who disobeyed Allah and disobeyed his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his actions are far from Islam, far from the sunnah of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, we mentioned already evidences from the Quran and the sunnah concerning the one who kills the believer and the non-believer intentionally and unintentionally. As for their actions of killing themselves, likewise clear in the Quran and in the Sunnah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا, do not kill yourselves, for indeed Allah is merciful to you. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, likewise, ولا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى تحلكة. And do not throw yourselves into destruction. Do not throw yourselves into destruction by killing yourselves or harming yourselves. And likewise, the saying of the Messenger of Allah, and whoever kills himself, that hadith that is in the Sahihain, hadith in Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, that whoever kills himself by throwing himself off a mountain, then he will continue to throw himself forever in the hellfire. And likewise, whoever kills himself by drinking poison, then he will have poison in his hand in the hellfire, and he will continue to drink that poison in the hellfire. And likewise, whoever kills himself with a knife or a sword, and he will continue to do so, kill himself and stab himself in the stomach in the hellfire. Likewise, that man who fought bravely, so bravely that the Sahaba, they began to praise him. The one who fought with the Muslims, with the Sahaba, with the Messenger of Allah, who fought shuja'an, bravely. One who killed many of the mushrikeen, the enemies of Islam. The Messenger of Allah said, he said, huwa fi nar, he is in the hellfire. He is in the hellfire. Why? Because when he became wounded, severely wounded, he took his own sword and killed himself. Naam. Likewise. And if this, ayyul ikhwa, is the case with regards to the one who fought in the time of the Sahaba, along with the Sahaba, one who fought shuja'an, bravely, what about this miskeen and these extremists who fight, who kill with this cowardice and this in this cowardly manner? In this cowardly manner, killing children and women, ayyul ikhwa. If the Messenger of Allah said about the one who fought bravely, shuja'an, huwa fi nar, what about this one? What about this one who fought as a coward? Naam. No, ayyul ikhwa, that the extremists and these khawarij, because that's who they are, they're the khawarij, that group that the Messenger of Allah warned from. And he said that they are kilabun nar, the dogs of the hellfire. Wa in adraktuhum, la'aktulannahum qatla aad, and he said about them, if I was to reach them, I would kill them with the killing of Aad. These Khawarij, these extremists, these fanatics, ayyul ikhwa, they have doubts and they have arguments with which they may fool the Muslim who doesn't know his religion and doesn't study his religion. And they fool the youth. From the doubts that they bring is that they say there is no agreement with these non-Muslims because they are at war with the Muslims. They are at war with the Muslims, and so there is no agreement, and so we can kill them. Firstly, there are none from the scholars of this ummah, those scholars whose qawl and their fatawa and their sayings and their rulings are upheld and are respected and taken. There is none from amongst the scholars of this ummah in this present day who say that there is war between the non-Muslims and the Muslims, in yani, which is to be carried out behind a Muslim ruler. None. As for having agreements with them, with the non-Muslims, and this is something that the Messenger of Allah, he did himself, with the Kuffar and the Mushrikeen and with the Yahud. The Messenger of Allah, as he is well known in the seerah of the Messenger of Allah, Sulh, that Sulh of Hudaybiyah, that treaty that he had with the mushrikeen, that he formed with them in Hudaybiyah, that there would be no more fighting, that there would be no more fighting between the mushrikeen and the Muslims. And even though that contract and that agreement seemed to be in favor of the mushrikeen, but due to that which was in that from benefit to the Muslims, due to them being weak and in a condition and a state wherein they were weak. But these extremists, they say that it is allowed for us. And they have arguments, and you should know, O Muslim, listen carefully to some of their doubts. But indeed, they use verses from the Book of Allah. And they say, concerning the killing of their women and children, children they killed, ayyul ikhwa, in this action of this fool a few days ago, children as young as 8, maybe even younger. And they say concerning this that the non-Muslims, when they go to the Muslim countries, they kill women and children. And so they use verses from the Book of Allah. فَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَآقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُقِبْتُمْ بِهِ. And if you punish them, then punish them with that which you have been punished with. فَمَنْ اَعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَاَعْتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ بِمِثْلِ مَا اَعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ. And if you transgress, and whoever transgresses against you, then transgress against him with that which he transgressed against you with. So they use these as proof. They killed our women and our children, so we killed their women and children. A doubt that they bring. Verses from the Book of Allah. But the Muslim who knows his religion, studies his religion, and goes back to Ahlul Ilm, then he knows that there is no proof. There is no proof in these verses for that which they do. For indeed, first and foremostly, these ayat and that which is contained within these verses by way of يعني, punishing them with that which they punish the Muslims with, then first and foremostly, this goes back to the Muslim ruler and to the leader of the Muslims in the situation of war and outside of war. That yes, in Islam there is the law of qisas, that law of retribution, but this is for the Muslim ruler and the leader of the army. First and foremost, not for us, not for the layman. And more so in the lands of the non-Muslims, where the Muslims have no authority. Secondly, the Messenger of Allah, he said, لَا تَخُنْ مَنْ خَانَكَ لَا تَخُنْ مَنْ خَانَكَ. Do not deceive the one who deceives you. And so, if you are deceived, does this mean now that the one who deceived you, because he came with deception, that you can now come to him with deception? And so what does this mean? This means that the likes of those verses, they are general, but they are specifics. There are situations wherein that general rule is not applied. Meaning if there comes that which is haram, then it is not allowed for us. And again, as we said, the Muslim ruler and the one that he appoints, not allowed for us to now take retribution in the same manner if that involves haram. And so as the scholars they mention, that killing, that if someone transgresses against a Muslim and he kills him by way of a means that is haram, and so, for example, they rape, a non-Muslim rapes a Muslim woman or a Muslim boy, a child, and he kills him due to that rape. That is not allowed for us now to do the same. That we say it is an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. And that they punish us in this way, and they punish our Muslim women and children in this way, then we punish them in the same way. Not allowed for a Muslim now to go and fornicate and commit adultery or yani fornication or homosexuality and so on. Not allowed, haram. Likewise, if they were to kill a Muslim by causing him to choke, by giving him khamar, alcohol, and so he dies as a result, not allowed for the Muslim to kill them in the same manner, haram. If they were to kill a Muslim by giving him poison, not allowed to do the same. If they were to kill a Muslim by killing him with the fire, not allowed. For indeed, none is to punish with the nar except Rabbun nar, except for the Lord of the fire, as the Messenger of Allah, he said, na'am. But rather in this situation, يَعْدِلِ إِلَى الْقَتْلِ بِالصَّيْفِ, as the scholars they mention. But rather in this situation, the ruler, he kills this person, law of retribution, law of qisas, by going to the sword. And that which there is ijma', as Imam An-Nawawi he mentioned, and likewise Ibn Abdul Barr, ijma' from the Muslim ummah, that it is not allowed and it is haram to kill their women and children. Those women and children that don't fight against us. Because the Messenger of Allah would say, La taqtulu wildanan wal amra'a. Do not kill children nor women. Haram. And so if they kill our women and children, not allowed for us to kill them in the same way. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Bismillah. Salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. Ma ba'd. Likewise, al-ikhwa, from their arguments, they say that the Muslims are weak and we have no choice but to come back to the non-Muslims with the likes of these actions because we are weak. We have no other choice. However, again, if you go back to the Messenger of Allah and to the Sahaba, and we find that they were in a similar situation, that when they were weak in Mecca, and when they would kill, persecute, torture the believers, the Messenger of Allah would never resort to the likes of which they would do in this situation when the Muslims were weak. And so when they killed Sumayyah, when they killed that first woman in Islam, that woman who was martyred, from the female companions, from the family of Yasir, the mother of Ammar ibn Yasir, when they killed her, and when the Messenger of Allah, he said, and he passed by them, by the family, and he said, Sabran, Ya Ali Yasir, patience, O family of Yasir, fa inna ma'alikum al-jannah. Patience, for indeed, your reward is Jannah. Know, O Muslim, that from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions to us in the Quran, and that which occurred with Ahl al-Kitab and Bani Israel, that which occurred to the previous nations, the people of the book, Bani Israel, look specifically in this city of yours and you see from them Ahl al-Kitab, you see the Christians and you see the Yahud, and you are reminded when you see them, reflect upon that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions concerning them, and that which the Messenger of Allah said concerning them. For indeed, as-sa'id man wa'ida bighayrih, the one who is blessed is the one who is reminded by the mistakes of others, and he learns through the mistakes of others. Bani Israel, the children of Israel, Ahl al-Kitab. What was that first naqs that entered upon them? Awwal ma dakhala an-naqs ala Bani Israel. That first deficiency, that first thing that they fell short in Bani Israel is that a man yalqa ar-rajul. Ar-rajul yalqa ar-rajul. A man, he would meet a man. He would meet a man and he would say, Ya hadha ittaqillah. Oh, so and so fear Allah. Wada' ma tasna'. Wada' ma tasna'. Leave that which you're doing, for innahu la yuhillu lak. Leave that which you're doing because it is not allowed for you, it is haram. Na'am, thumma yalqahu min al-ghad. Then he meets him the next day. He meets him the next day. Wala yamna'hu dhalik an yakuna akila wa shariba wa qa'ida. Then he would meet him the next day, but that would not prevent him. That would not prevent him from sitting with him and eating with him and drinking with him. Ya'ani, they would not command the good and forbid the evil. They would not command the good and they would not forbid the evil. And so the Messenger of Allah, he recited, Lu'ina bani Israel ala lisani Dawood wa Isa bin Maryam. Bani Israel, the children of Israel, they were cursed upon the tongue of Dawood alayhi salam and Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus the son of Mary. Naam, ذلك ما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون. That is because of that which they used to perform by way of actions of disobedience and their transgression. كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوا. They would not forbid evil, that evil which they used to perform. Naam, but rather from the khayriya of this ummah, and that which is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that this ummah and this nation, this Muslim nation, is the best of nations to be brought forward, is the fact that they command the good and they forbid the evil. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. You are the best of nations to come forth, for indeed you command the good. You command the good and you forbid the evil when you believe in Allah. Naam. As for those from this ummah, which Allah knows best, may have even been the cause for this fool doing what he did. You find from this ummah, from the groups and the sects, and those masajid here within this city of yours, who were not upon the way of the salaf of this ummah, and the way of Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah, that they don't command the good and they don't forbid the evil. But rather they stay silent. They stay silent like a shaitan akhras, as the scholars would say, and the salaf would say, shaitan akhras, when they don't teach the people these affairs. But rather in their masajid, Ikhwan al-Muslimin, this group and this sect, this group here that appear, that is present in our times, present within this city of yours, present in every time, in every place, lil asaf. The Muslim Brotherhood, those who remain silent about these affairs. And so you find the likes of these individuals coming out from their masajid, coming out from those who they have nurtured, because they don't forbid evil. They don't forbid. Shaitan akhras, as the Salaf would say, a devil, a shaitan that is mute, remains silent. They don't speak about the Khawarij. They don't speak about these affairs up until they take place from their youth. Up until their youth go out and they perform these actions, then they come out to the media and then they free themselves. What good is this? The evil has been carried out. Rather, it is Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah and the Salafiyun, those who have continued past and present to make clear the affairs of the Khawarij and these extremists. The likes of this masjid, walhamdulillah, and the likes of that which they do by way of clarifying to the people on a weekly basis, to the kuffar and to the Muslims, that these actions are far from Islam. Fear Allah, Muslims. Fear Allah. Stick to the book of Allah and to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah and to the salaf of this ummah, and know that these actions are far, far, far from Islam. And stay away from these groups. Ikhwan al-Muslimin, this jama'ah, Sheikh Abdul Aziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah, when he was asked, the former Mufti of Saudi Arabia, that Imam, when he was asked concerning it, this jama'ah, Ikhwan al-Muslimin, are they from the 72 sects? From the 72 firqa that have been threatened with the hellfire? He said, yes. And likewise, jama'at al-tabligh. Those groups who remain silent and don't command the good and don't forbid the evil. They don't command to unite upon tawheed and upon the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. They don't forbid bid'ah. And they don't forbid these afkar al-hadama, these evil ideologies, these ideologies that cause destruction and bring about difficulty and hardship upon the Muslims. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. معكم السلام.